Welcome to the February 2011 edition of Judson New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. This one's entitled, Have You Ever Found Any Hippopotamus Teeth on the Beach? Some years ago, one Roy Combs of Vinyl Haven, Maine, did. Really? Sometimes our New England legends tend to straddle the line between truth and falsehood. The truth means historic facts. The falsehoods are exaggerations, errors, or perfectly honest misinterpretations. But of course, often, just the truth is plenty good enough. For instance, back around 1900, a certain Roy Combs of Vinyl Haven, Maine, picked up some odd-looking, smooth, white stones, 4 or 5 inches long, that he found lying on the beach one morning. Curious, he wrapped his discovery in a candy box, which he then mailed to the geology department at Harvard University for identification. A few weeks later, the package was returned with a letter that said, "The specimens you sent are teeth from a hippopotamus." Combs figured that some wag at the university was playing a joke on him, or maybe the geology department was on the decline there at Harvard. At any rate, he kept the things, whatever they were, on display in the living room. He even carved the largest into a knife handle, and then amused visitors with the fact that Harvard University had identified some stones found along Vinyl Haven Beach as hippopotamus teeth. Well, they probably are hippopotamus teeth, an old timer down at Vinyl Haven Town Wharf told Combs some years later. I found something about a mile from here that turned out to be a bone from an elephant's leg. I still got it. The fact of the matter is that not one but two additional elephant legs were found on Vinyl Haven Island sometime in the early 1950s. About 10 years later, I actually saw one of them myself. It was owned by the family of the late Alton H. Blackington, a New England newspaper writer and radio broadcaster whose widow sold many of his old photographs and radio scripts to my uncle, Rob Sagendorf, who's founder of Yankee Magazine in 1935. I assume some member of the Blackington family still has the bone that was once within the leg of Mogul, M-O-G-U-L, Mogul, an elephant aboard the circus ship Royal Tar, which back in 1836 burned and went down with all hooves just off Vinyl Haven on a voyage from St. John, New Brunswick to Portland, Maine. So there, no need to straddle any lines between truth and fiction with that old New England tale.